That was the new one from Ed Sheeran with Camila Cabello and Cardi B. I really like that. I think that's a very mellow song there. So I'd love to introduce and welcome into this studio my guest, Jack Clarkson from Maggie's Cambridge. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi. It's lovely to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Maggie's, how it got started and what its kind of mission is, really, before we start talking about the concert that we're talking about, the Christmas concert.
Yeah, absolutely. So people are often quite surprised, actually, that Maggie's is quite an old charity. We were set up back in 1995 by a lady called Maggie Keswick-Jenks, who was unfortunately diagnosed with a recurrence of her breast cancer back in 1993. And when she'd received this news, her and her husband Charles were actually put out of the office where they were told, and they sat in a corridor on two chairs looking at a blank wall, and that was the situation that they had to digest this news in. And it was after that that she basically gave the next and the last 2 years of her life to setting up Maggie's, which is a cancer support charity. We have 23 centres around the UK, and the idea is to give people with cancer and their families a space on hospital sites to come, relax, be themselves and be supported in more ways than just the medical way.
Yeah, so it's much more of a supportive sort of... They're all professionals that work there, aren't they? But they are helping in the kind of more holistic ways rather than just you're going in for treatments. It's not for curing your cancer as such, but maybe it is in a mind and body way. Can you tell us a bit about what is on offer at Maggie's?
Yeah, of course. So we have loads of things going on in the centre. I think you're absolutely right. Kind of what Maggie's is all about is looking at the ways that cancer affects people beyond just their health. So we have psychological support in the centre. We have a team of counsellors. We have a clinical psychologist. We also have a full-time benefits advisor in the centre, which often people don't quite realise that actually there can be a huge financial impact on people when they have a cancer diagnosis. Often they have to give up work. Now, if you've seen the forms that people have to fill out, I think a lot of it's now online, but they're not easy at the best of times.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered that part of it, which, you know, on top of everything else, that's... Oh, it's not... Yeah, you don't want to think about it. I know friends in the past have used your centre, and they had, like, reflexology and massage and things. Is that right?
Yeah, so we do have some complementary therapies as well that go on in the centre. We also run physical exercise classes, so yoga and tai chi as well for people.
And are these all free?
Everything at Maggie's is completely free, yeah, absolutely.
And can anybody get involved with them? Do you need to sort of go in there with some sort of proof, or do you just turn up, you're part of the friends and family?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Maggie's, we really have an open door policy for people with cancer, but also their family and friends as well. Sometimes we see people and actually we never see their family member that has cancer. We see the spouse or we see their children, and they're actually the ones that need our support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. Unfortunately, cancer has a wide-reaching, whatever the word is, you know, way that it affects not just the person themselves and you know, a lot of people, friends and family. And further apart, you know, further afield can also be affected. So it's really great to know that. So if anyone wants to get involved, they don't know about it. I'm surprised if they haven't heard of it, but people may not have, or in the future. Do they just come down to the centre? It's on the Addenbrooke site, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're on the Addenbrooke site. We're just in, we're based in Milton House, which is just on Puddicombe Way on the Addenbrooke site. There's orange signs everywhere on the site, so you can follow them. And people can just drop in Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, come and see us. Or, you know, if you're feeling a bit nervous about coming in, you can always give us a call. It's 0123 249 220 is our number. So, you know, please do just drop in. No one needs an appointment.
And I was just thinking, because you said there's quite a few centres now around the country. Are you able to, I guess, drop into any of those if you're visiting there or you know, relatives that are... have cancer in other parts of the country?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess it's worth them getting in touch too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always recommend that people look us up. We have centres all over the UK, and people can drop into any centre and get support as they need.
Right, now I believe you're doing a fundraising concert, Christmas concert at St John's Chapel Cathedral, John's Chapel College, John's St John's College Chapel. That's the one I was trying to say. On the 15th of December. Now, can you tell us a little bit about that, because that sounds magical?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really exciting for us. It's our last big fundraising event of the year. We're completely a charity, so we do rely on the donations and support of individuals and groups in Cambridge. The Christmas concert. We're really lucky to be joined by Serenata Female Voices. Honestly, the most beautiful group of singers you could possibly imagine. We're going to be treated by a mixture of classics. So I think Once in Royal David City, we've got on the programme, O Come All Ye Faithful. And we're also going to be treated to some beautiful songs from the choir as well. And the venue, the Chapel of St John's, I mean, it really is stunning.
Yes, I've sung there, and I've also been to various events there, and it really is special, especially at Christmas time. And I'm glad to see that you've got some that everyone can sing along too. So what time is it, and where do people get tickets, or do they get them on the door?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's starting at 4:15 on Sunday the 15th of December, so asking that people get there around 4. And the best place to buy tickets is online, so mm-hmm. if people visit our website, which is www.maggiescentres.org, and it's really easy to find on there. Alternatively, you can find Maggie's Cambridge on Facebook, and there's a ticket link through there as well. Tickets are selling out quite fast, so we'd really recommend
because
people
not
to
big,
get them.
It's not a big place, is it? So
it's
worth getting
your
tickets. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you ever so much for that, Jack, and lovely to hear from you. Maybe you'll come in again in the new year and tell us about any of your other fundraising events.
That would be fab. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.